Good morning, church family. This is another edition of Sun is Rising Devotion. Well, this weekend, we'll be acknowledging our veterans on Veterans Day, and I have a few thoughts to share with you. Our world loves to talk about love. Jesus did too. Here's how Jesus defined love. Greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends, John 15:13. To Jesus, the greatest act of love is to lay down our lives for others. If that's the greatest love, then Jesus most certainly loves us. Jesus doesn't just love us in words. He loves us with his actions. He loves us so much that he laid down his life for us. That kind of love is hard to find in our world today, but it's there. There are still people who are willing to lay down their lives for others, including men and women who serve or have served in our country's armed forces. As we lay out our lives each day in serving our families and those around us, and as we live our daily lives in peace and safety, there are people risking their own lives in dangerous and difficult situations all around the world. And that's why our country takes time, like we will this weekend, to celebrate Veterans Day. In a special way, like Jesus, veterans show what it's like to sacrifice for those we love. But what too often happens to our veterans? Well, what happens is we forget about them. Isn't that the sad truth? We who live surrounded by prosperity forget about those who have sacrificed, suffered, or even died to allow us to live the way we do. How quickly we forget. And isn't that also true when it comes to Jesus? How quickly and easy we forget what our Savior has done to give us peace, forgiveness, and life. It's far too easy to enjoy all the blessings without ever acknowledging the ultimate sacrifice. Sacrifice that is at the core of our liberty in our lives as we live in this world today. So today, this week, let's thank our veterans for their service. I, for one, believe that that's the best, well, maybe it's the least we can do. I believe it is our call as Christians, God's children, to honor, comfort, and serve those who have faithfully served us, who have given us the ability to acquire all the things we have enjoyed and do enjoy day by day, the freedom we live life in to the fullest of our ability in this world. As we think of our veterans and we thank them for their service, may we also be reminded to thank Jesus for the ultimate sacrifice. In spite of our sins, in spite of our selfishness, in spite of our forgetfulness, Jesus died for us. Because this is what love is all about, right? Greater love hath no man than this, that he lays down his life for his friends. May Jesus bless and keep all those who have served and are serving our country right now. Prayer list for today. Remember all of our veterans and active military. Lift them up. In particular, Linda Zimmett's son. She's asked us to remember him as he serves on board a ship in the Middle East. Remember those who are ill and sick and need God's healing. Corey Kinney as she battles cancer. Kathy Steele as she battles cancer. My sister Drew Ryle has possible heart issues, and she'll know more after her test this Friday. Remember Dallas and Whitney as they transition, and many others who are transitioning from one place to another. And then remember all the hotbeds around the world, including the Middle East, where Israel is under attack, and Hamas is under attacking innocent citizens, and the missionaries and their families, our nation, our church, and our own families. So I encourage you, take a few moments in prayer. Thank God for the blessings. Make sure those who have served and are serving around you know how much we appreciate and love them. Then have a great day, and God bless each of you.